What up, chicken heads? This is episode 38 of this here podcast, of which we'll probably never get a name, but I don't really give a fuck anymore, so I'm just going to call it this audio boo. I really don't care. Oh, this has words in it. Huh. I picked the words one rather than the lyrical one, or the instrumental. Fantastic. I'm very good at this. Let's try that again. Here we go. I'm not a fan of Neo. I think Neo sucks, but I really like the background music of Because of You. Go. There we go. All right. So, I'm going to work, and this is, like, I was here last night when I was recording last night's podcast episode, and if you listened to it, you heard me fucking roll down my window and yell at some piece of shit who's on a moped going 15 miles under the speed limit. I get it, it's back road, but you know what? Even back roads have speed limits of, you know, 35 plus. If you're going 20 miles an hour, you're doing it wrong. You're an idiot. And here I am again on pretty much the same road with another fucking moped idiot who's going 30? Yeah. And it's one of these guys who's wearing, he's riding a motorcycle, but it's not like a motorcycle. It's one of these fucking BMW motorcycles or whatever, luxury motorcycles. So they think, they're trying to get the whole experience of, oh, I'm a badass, but you're wearing a fucking fluorescent highlighter yellow jacket that flaps in the wind, and you look like a little douchebag in your BMW emblazoned moped. It's not cool, it's not scary. I want to hit you and knock you off into this fucking ravine over here. It's not cool. So I don't know what they're doing. Plus, you know, here's the thing about motorcycles. One, I don't care. I don't think motorcycles are all that cool, really. I just don't put much stock into vehicles that their usage, their utility is based solely on the weather. If it's snowing, you're not using your motorcycle. Therefore, it's worthless half the time of the year, pretty much. Or at least 3/4 of the year. And that's pretty retarded. So, no motorcycles. If you ride a motorcycle, you know, good on you. I think they have a certain cool factor, but for the most part, pretty dumb. But that's just me. I would never ride a motorcycle. Of course, I don't think I could pull it off either. But I don't care. I'm also not very good at riding a bike. Maybe that factors into it. So what I wanted to talk about yesterday was the Bucket Child. Now, this is not really an interesting story. Actually, if anything, the Bucket Child is the person who has more of a story than I ever will about it, because she's the one who lived through what she lived through, I guess. So good for her, I guess. I don't know. The Bucket Child, I think I mentioned her in one of the episodes of Twinkie Beyond, probably way early in that podcast's career. And basically, the Bucket Child was somebody that I knew. How old was I? Was I a freshman? I was either a freshman or I think I was a sophomore of high school. In short, the Bucket Child was, I don't know if she's still alive. I imagine she's still alive. Red light. I don't want cops seeing me on my phone. So I'm going to talk to you down here. And if it doesn't sound good, you can suck it. I really don't give a fuck. The Bucket Child was a girl that was my mom's best friend in Hong Kong, her daughter, who also was from Hong Kong. She was sending her daughter over here to get educated, which is fine, I get it. America has great education, but that's really weird to me, because so does Hong Kong. It's on shuffle. So she sent her over here for, I think it's supposed to be a year. She was supposed to graduate high school. So she was a year below me, even though I think she was the same age as me. And I had never met this girl, and I didn't know if she knew English at all. I assume she did not, because she's a foreigner, and let's be honest, America is a place to be. If you're in anywhere else around the world, you're probably worthless. Is he joking? Maybe. I don't know. Here's the thing, though. Hong Kong, very, very modernized. It's one of the most modernized cities in the world. So really, And it was ruled by the British for, what, 150 years? So, yeah, I would say that a lot of them know proper English. Probably better English than Americans, honestly. She knew a fair amount of English, but I knew nothing about her. I'd never met her, and she was supposed to come stay with us for, I guess, the 3 years or 4 years of high school. 3 years, that'd be pretty impressive for a fresh off the boat girl to do. Hell, for an American to do. My mom's like, oh yeah, this girl, I forgot her English name. Let's call her the bucket child. Or no, Q. It started with Q. So we're just gonna call, because I don't know if you know this, but in I guess Asian cultures, if you're born and raised over there, and really this is for really any culture, if you were born and raised overseas, you don't have an American name. Remember that. They're in Hong Kong, let's say. They don't go around calling her, you know, calling me Jackie. They call me by my Chinese name, which I'm not going to say. Not that you could repeat it anyway. But they would call me Chinese name, which, by the way, this is real dumb. When I was a kid growing up, people would be like, what's your Chinese name? You know, and I'd be like, oh, it's, you know, Bruce Lee. And they would be like, oh, is that how you say Jackie in Chinese? No, you don't fucking translate the word Jackie into a Chinese name. It's not how it works. It's not like you take the name, you know, Brad, and it's, you know, there's a word for Brad in Chinese. It's a name. It's unique to your language. That's it. So, no. Actually, if anything, Chinese names are very much like Native American names. So it's like, my name is kind of translated to something like Swift Top of the Mountain or something like that, which is kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. Actually, it's like Swift. I'm using the word Swift. I think it's actually intelligent, which I totally am, completely. So her name, we're just going to call her Bucket Child or Q, because she picked her English name and started with a Q. My mom was like, okay, Q is coming over to America, and she's going to stay with us for 4 years. She's going to take the bedroom downstairs, and she's going to be going to this other high school. I don't know why she didn't go to the high school that I went to. The high school that she went to was a mile and a half away. The town, I refuse to call it a city because it's not a city. The town that I grew up in, and it's bigger than a town. It's like 80,000, 90,000 people who are in this town. But it's not a city. It's incorporated, but it's a planned community is what they call it. This town in central Maryland has had, at that point, I think 7, maybe 8 high schools. And I don't know why she went to that one. It was a tech magnet school, which for all intents and purposes means nothing. Tech magnet is basically, hey, we offer extra classes that, you know, if your kid is talented or more intelligent than the rest, can go to and not necessarily get more college credit, but it looks better on their college application, which may or may not even be true. But you have to get into that school with, you know, proper grades or live in the district. So in other words, if you lived within that district and you're a fucking idiot, you could still get those awesome credits for your schooling, for your college grad application, which is bullshit because it just totally negates the whole you have to be smart to get into the school thing, the mentality that they had. Anyway, so Q was going to this other school where they had more Asian people than the school that I went to. I think my school probably had a total of, I don't know, not even 50. Though they were all very quiet. I was, you know, to be honest, not to say that I was popular by any means, even though, you know, people knew who I was. I was probably the most vocal Asian person. I was probably also the most angry Asian person. And I probably had the spotlight on me the most because I was the president of some organization, basically one of these clubs that helped the community and stuff like that. And I care, but I don't care about the community. You know, I cared about hanging around with friends and being a good person. You know, I'm a good person. I'm kind of an asshole, but that doesn't mean I'm not a good person. At least I like to think. So, you know, I would, you know, buy presents for kids during Christmas, you know, like, not homeless kids, but, you know, the needy kids and all that other bullshit that you do when you're in these organizations. And so, you know, I was in the spotlight kind of a lot, and the teachers knew who I was, and I would get a lot of passes, and I would leave school a lot, and they would just be like, oh, he's going to work release, which is a whole other story, but basically, I had work release, which it sounds like prison, you could have, you could take off the last day of school, last half of school to go do your job, which is work release, and in your senior year, because senior year is basically just filler classes, there's nothing you're doing, and it was about three or four months of school left, and I quit my job, so every other day when I went to work release, I would actually just go to the mall or go to Borders or go home and just play video games, and while everybody else was in school, and I would laugh at them, and it was great. Anyway, I don't know if I have enough time to talk about the Bucket Child here, 4 minutes left, but like I said, this is more interesting if she told it, but she apparently got to America. She went to that tech magnet school, and she wasn't really getting it. She had a hard time meeting friends because, oh, she was called the Bucket, why is she called the Bucket Child? She was called the Bucket Child because all my friends, you know, I would tell my friends, oh yeah, this my mom's friend's daughter is moving to America, and, you know, she's going to be living with us for a while. And one of my friends, who, I don't care, stereotype, whatever, he's a brother, and he's like, oh, is she hot? And I'm like, why are you saying that? Cause she's Asian, you know? And he's like, no. I'm like, no, you know it. You brothers love Asian chicks. And I don't get that appeal. I really don't get Asian chicks. I don't know, some of them are really hot, but I don't get Asian chicks. It's not my thing. And he's like, all right, fine. It's because I love Asian booty. And I'm like, I get it. You know, that's what they say about your people. And you know, I didn't say it like that, which whatever. My group of friends, we're all very open and joke about that shit, because actually my group of friends is really fucking crazy multicultural. It's really dumb. We're like a fucking after school special. We just need a fucking kid in a wheelchair, and I'll cripple a dude to put him in our crew. I don't care. I'll cripple a white dude in our crew, dye his hair red, and then we can have our redheaded cripple. You know, he's like, you know, tell me about her. I was like, I've never met her. I don't know if she's going to be hot. And he's assuming she's going to be this hot, you know, fucking, you know, model-esque Asian chick. And I don't know, I've never met her. And one of my other friends is like, you know, to the brother friend, he's like, dude, we don't know anything about her. All we know is that she wants to get an education here. For all you know, she's going to be 250 pounds, 2'1", and delivered in a bucket. So... we'd call her the Bucket Child because we didn't know if she was going to be hot or, you know, a fucking pile of shit delivered in a goddamn bucket. And, you know, she came over and you know, regrettably, she was not the most attractive girl. She was not ugly. She had a little pig nose, and she might have been a little overweight, but not, like, crazy overweight. I have girlfriends who are, you know, more overweight than her, but still cuter than her. But she was a very, you know, she was nice. She was very quiet, very reserved. At least I thought she was. But anyway, I don't have enough time to talk about, you know, her exploits, I guess. But I'll talk about that next time. But yeah, Bucket Child, basically, let's leave it off as that the Bucket Child is a girl who we thought, some of our friends thought she was going to be really hot. Some of my friends were like, no, she's just going to be a fucking, you know, immigrant, Starving Marvin kind of immigrant. So yeah, Bucket Child, that's her. When she eventually did come to America, my friend, my brother friend was like, hey, invite me over. And I was like, okay, fine. And he meets her and he's like, dude, she's not hot. And I was like, I never said she was going to be hot. In fact, Brett, the other friend who had brought up the bucket theory, was closer to it. And he was like, dude, you fucking, you know, you raised my hopes. And I was like, I didn't raise shit, you idiot. I said that I've never seen her before. Anyway, so Bucket Child Part 1, I'll continue on to Bucket Child Part 2 in the next episode. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond, TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com. Talk to you dick riders later.